Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Our consistent message is that we want to achieve zero contamination. Again, because of the needs of our customers, both domestic and foreign mills, they're getting more and more pressure to provide the folks downstream, the knitters and the weavers and the dyers, with yarn and fabric that is free of contaminants so that their finished products don't get downgraded in the market. Because cotton is a natural fiber and because it's grown in different environments, it's more prone to having contamination enter the field than the competitor that's produced in a plant. And so that means to maintain that reputation of being one of the cleanest, most contamination-free growths in the world, we rely on our producers and rely on our ginners, rely on others in the marketing chains to be vigilant, to work before harvest starts and then during harvest to make sure that the fields are free of materials such as plastics, such as strings, such as polypropylene filament yarns that can easily mimic cotton and go through the ginning system and wind up in a bale of cotton. And again, around the gin yard, the message is the same from the standpoint of daily housekeeping to keep the environment around the gin machinery and around the gin yard and around the Maji feeder free of foreign materials.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Not only the things we've been talking about, plastics, but also grease and oil and other things that would easily be attracted to the cotton lint and wound up as a blemish or a piece of yarn that winds up being discarded because it is unfit to use. The thing that we see, and particularly in that rural-urban interface, is the plastic bags, the t-shirt bags as they're commonly referred to, but these are polyethylene film bags in particular. They're just common shopping bags. Again, these get thrown out the window, tossed out, and the next thing you know, they may be in the middle of a 40 or 100 acre or 200 acre field of cotton. And the only people that see them is the harvest crew. You know, that's one of the contaminants. And another one is due to the fact that many growers intercrop cotton with other commodities. For example, in the southeast, watermelons, where you plant 8 rows of cotton and say maybe skip 2 rows and plant a couple of rows of watermelons and put down a plastic mulch.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Those mulches can deteriorate and wind up being picked up by the cotton picker. Same with other materials that growers may put down in conjunction with another crop, like tomatoes or vegetables or onions, where it was mulched and rotated into cotton in the succeeding years. And then that mulch, which they thought was buried, works its way back up to the top, only to be picked up by the harvesting equipment. So these are precautions and concerns that we didn't have to worry about in the past, but we do have to worry about in the 21st century.